Ask anyone, anywhere in the world, about their daily commute to work or school, and you will likely hear horror stories. But according to the 2011 Commuter Pain Index, technology may be providing a happy ending. 8,000 commuters in 20 global cities were all asked the same questions.
Do you get angry when you drive? You know, how is that affecting performance either at school or at your house? Do you actually give up and turn around and just go home? How long are you in traffic?
Vinod Swaminathan is an intelligent transportation systems expert at IBM, which conducts the annual survey. He says it is an attempt to understand commuting dynamics and drivers' attitudes around the world. This year, he says, there is still plenty of commuting pain, especially in emerging economies.
Some of the cities where citizens indicated a lot of frustration and a lot of pain were in the emerging economies. Cities like New Delhi, Bangalore, Beijing, Mexico City.
Drivers in those cities spend the most time on the road getting to work or school. But Swaminathan notes that local officials are trying to do something about congestion.
There are many more ring roads being built in Beijing today. Mexico City plans to invest $2.5 billion to address some of the infrastructure issues they have.
He says the survey found that traffic congestion decreased in many parts of the world due to the recession, which slowed economic activity and boosted the price of gas. Drivers questioned in Stockholm, Singapore, Madrid, and Buenos Aires reported spending less than 30 minutes or even no time stuck in traffic. The survey results also reflect an increased willingness to use public transportation. 41% of commuters globally said improved bus and rail service would help reduce stress. Swaminathan points to the Swedish capital, Stockholm, as one city which implemented that suggestion.
One of the things that they did about a couple of years ago is significantly increase the amount of public transportation capacity and simultaneously developed a congestion pricing system that IBM helped them implement. It automatically imposes a fee for people who travel to downtown Stockholm during rush hours. It encouraged a lot of people to move to public transportation.
And he adds, changing the commuting pattern helped improve not just traffic, but the quality of life.
It actually made people buy more green cars because green cars were exempt from this congestion fee. So traffic reduced by 25% during rush hour in downtown Stockholm. The carbon emissions were reduced by 25% in downtown Stockholm. Public transit usage actually increased by about 50%. And because of the reduced traffic, buses in Stockholm, their timetables had to be adjusted because they were moving a lot faster through the city.
Many cities and emerging economies are moving in similar directions to alleviate traffic pain. Brian Cotton is vice president of a consulting firm that helps provide intelligent solutions.
One of the cities I'd like to point out is Shenzhen in southern China. It's a huge mega metropolitan area, and Shenzhen has also been investing a lot in constructing infrastructure, not just roadways, but also a pretty robust public transportation system to help move people in and around the city.
Cotton says technology can help alleviate traffic congestion.
First step on the path is to collect data. Being able to provide information to the commuters is the next step. Giving travelers information in the form of digital signage that goes up above the roadways, information systems that are built into the automobiles themselves, or even via smartphone.
That's how IBM's Smart Traveler program works. Vinod Swaminathan says it's being used in the San Francisco Bay Area to allow commuters to decide the best route before they hit the road.
We study your general travel patterns and your commuting patterns on an everyday basis. What we then do is use the predictive technology to understand what is likely to happen in the normal routes that you take. And then we proactively inform you up to 60 minutes ahead of time on what is likely to happen in your travel routes. It's almost the equivalent of telling you that it's going to rain and you need to take an umbrella.
This is the fourth year IBM has conducted the commuter pain survey. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.